You're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is a charity shop vinyl show. All this music has been bought in a splurge of benevolence from the charitable outlets of Brighton and Hove. Before we begin, John Borwick is on hand to check your stereo configuration.
This first test is just to make sure that you have your left channel on the left and your right channel on the right. We're using wine glasses to pinpoint the positions. I'm speaking to you from the left-hand position, and here is the left-hand wine glass. Now I'll move over to the right, and here is the right-hand wine glass. We'll just repeat the sequence once more. And if you seem to have your left and right channels reversed, you'll need to change over your loudspeakers. This is left. This is right.
I once wrote a poem about disc jockeys. It was published in a little book of verse called Tin Pan Alley. You can get it for £5. Now here's a little song about them. To my friends in the business, I would only say, if the cap fits. I'm a disc jockey, remarkably cocky, with every good reason to be. And I'll say it, though maybe I oughtn't. I'm really most frightfully important. All the teenagers, though simply outrageous, believe every word that I say. I get the new records as soon as they're in, then pick out the ones that create the most din, and the fools go and buy everything that I spin. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ. I'm a disc jockey, and aren't people lucky to have such a fellow as me? I could sell them the simplest arpeggio by plugging it over the radio. Ouch! Though my fans bore me, they simply adore me and hang on each word that I say. They sit there enraptured when I'm on the air, then write in and ask for a lock of my hair. It's part of the cross I'm committed to bear. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ. The publishers greet me with counterfeit glee. They fawn at my feet for a favor from me. That's why all my whining and dining is free. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ.
That was South African Paddy Roberts and the Big DJ, taken from his 1959 10-inch on Decca Records, Strictly for Grown-Ups. We started with The Enjoyment of Stereo and How to Get the Best Out of Your Record-Playing Equipment by John Borwick from 1970. Now it's time for the first of a duo of formidable divas. First up, Shirley Bassey with Spinning Wheel.
What? Your spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Give your fine directing sign on the straight and narrow highway. Would you mind? Someone
You heard an amazing Johnny Harris arrangement of Spinning Wheel sung by Shirley Bassey, which was included. John Borick would be delighted to hear on her first stereo LP in 1970. It was followed from the same year by Eartha Kitt's take on Donovan's Hurdy Gurdy Man. Eartha Kitt, a woman once branded a sadistic nymphomaniac by the CIA following one of her many anti-war, anti-Vietnam tirades. You're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is a charity shop vinyl show. These are the records that have been rejected and neglected by the good people of Brighton and Hove. From the Academy Award-winning soundtrack to Alan Parker's 1978 movie Midnight Express, this is Giorgio Moroder. A year after inventing electro disco with I Feel Love, this is The Chase. We'll be right back. That was the proto-Daft Punk sound of Marseille's Space from their 1977 hit Magic Fly, previously chosen in our last transmission, a vinyl Venn diagram show by Tim Saul. Next up, according to the sleeve notes, this is the new exciting sound of the Moog synthesizer. The LP is called Moog Party Time from 1973, and this is one of the many covers of Gershon Kingsley's synth pop sweetener, Popcorn.
Bye.
You heard Trommeltanz, or Din Da Da by George Crantz from 1984, which was pounding the dance floors whilst Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force were looking for the perfect beat, and would-be teenage breakdancers were rolling out the lino and dislocating shoulders all across the UK. Meanwhile, in 1983, over in Glasgow, this is Orange Juice, Rip It Up.
Thank you.
You're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is a charity shop vinyl show. All of this music has been bought in the charity shops of Brighton and Hove.
Big shout out to Chestnut Treehouse, Sussex Beacon Mind. Shouts to Oxfam, British Heart Foundation, Samaritans, Yo What's Up, H-Concern, Scope, Bernardo's. This is a charity shop vinyl show.
Let's do this!
That was the sound of 1995, Earthling and Echo on My Mind Part 2. Before then, I played honorary Beastie Boy Money Mark with the Dust Brothers remix of Cry. You're listening to Currently Off Air. For playlists and to listen to any of our transmissions, as well as subscribe to the podcast of the show, check out currentlyoffair.com. In the mid-1980s, Jamaican songwriter Anthony Sangi Davis was accused by his mother of being too girly-girly. A few months later, he had a worldwide hit with a song of the same name, sung by Sophia George.
Young man, you're too girly-girly. You just a flash with only whirly. You just a flash with only whirly. He have one up here, one down there. One in a Nova, one down a Veer. One she's a lawyer, one she's a doctor. One where they work with a little contractor. One down a East, one down a West. He have one up North and two down South. One a sell cigarette and the roundabout. You just a flash, you only whirly. Young man, you too girly, girly. You just a flash, you only whirly. A big fat one with a go-go dancer. A little slim one with a radio announcer. One itty-tighty, one flighty-flighty. And before him go, only one on a court. One in a London, one in a Japan, one in a Scotland, one in a Finland, one in a Taiwan, one in a Ireland, one in a Greenland, one in a Iceland. Johnny Whirly,
started there with Girly Girly by Sophia George, followed by Keep On Making Me High by Unique, a slice of 1979 disco with a terrifying blood-eyed cover, and finished with a mercifully shortened edit of Kazoo Kazoo, Josie and the Kazoo Band, which appears to have been the brainchild of Italian character actor and comedian Louis Martini, once described as the Italian Danny DeVito. And you can see him in action in a horrifying performance of that song on YouTube. Whilst we're scraping out the cheese, from the LP Jazz Sebastian Bach, this is The Swingle Singers, featuring lead soprano Christiane Legrand, sister of composer Michel Legrand and aunt of Victoria Legrand, lead singer of currently off-air Faves Beach House. This is their version of Bach's Fugue in D minor.
Oh.
You're listening to Currently Off Air, and this is a charity shop vinyl show. These are records that have been rejected and neglected by the good people of Brighton and Hove, or perhaps more somberly, passed on with their passing. From the soundtrack of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, you heard Burt Bacharach's glorious South American Getaway, followed by Ennio Morricone's theme from Sergio Leone's For a Few Dollars More. Next up, from one of her adult party albums, a bawdy Jewish comedienne who once faced a lawsuit from two schoolteachers who claimed that her act had corrupted them morally and harmed their health. This is Belle Bath, live in 1961 from her LP, My Next Story is a Little Risky.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I must have embarrassed you because you brought your friend. I'm gonna line 100 men up against the wall. I bet $100 I can bang them all. Here you came. I was alone. And it ain't easy, I'll tell you. And every night right after dark, we'll goose each other in the park. If Sherman's horse can take it, so can you. Cut. Missed the toilet last night. Waiting all over the floor. I cleaned it up with my toothbrush. Don't brush my teeth anymore.
Tell you this, don't be afraid, I ain't the police. You wouldn't know me, but I want you to show me a girl wrong hair they call Mildred. When I tell the Mr. Mildred is my sister, he jump up and then he said, tell your sister to come down quick, I have something here for she. Tell she is Mr. Ben Woodick, the man from Sandy Grandy. She know me well, I guess she already, she must remember me. go on, tell she Mr. Ben would come. Sorry, old man, that wouldn't do for me. I don't carry message for anybody. If you want to see she, don't worry to send me. Climb up the step, you won't fall. It have a bell on the gate, ring it and wait. She must come after your call. Tell your sister to come down quick, I have something here for she. Tell she is Mr. Ben would take the man from Sandy Grandy. She know me well, Maggie, she already, oi. She must remember me. Go on, tell she Mr. Ben would come.
From Granada, that was Slinger Francisco, a.k.a. the Calypso King of the World, Sparrow, before he was mighty, with Benwood Dick. And I'm sure Bell Barth would have something to say about that. Now we've got some big questions to answer, starting off with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, puzzling over that old roasted chestnut. When was Jesus born?
When was Jesus born?
When was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Tell me, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
I wonder, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Was it January?
No, no.
February?
No, no.
March, April, May?
No, no, no.
June, July, August, September, October, November, the 25th day of December, the last month of the year.
He was born in Bethlehem.
Oh, wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Yeah.
September, October, November, the 25th day of December, the last one in the year. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
heard Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the godmother of rock and roll, answering the question, when was Jesus born? And that was followed by another quizzical biggie, what is the meaning of life? And that was sung by the 4th Burgess Hill Girl Guide Company Quartet from a 1972 BBC LP documenting the Girl Guide Festival of Song of that year. We're coming to the end of this hour of Charity Shop Vinyl, and I'm feeling a little snoozy.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper. Close the eye, close the eye, close the eye, my little sugar. One eye closed and two eyes closed. Go to sleep, you little sleeper. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper. Eyes they close, eyes they close, my little sugar. One hand asleep and two hands asleep. Go to sleep, you little sleeper. Dream a dream, dream a dream, dream a dream, a little sweeter. A big dream, little dream, got a big dream. Go to sleep, you little sleeper. Sleep, 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 yeah, sleep, you little sleeper. Sleep, 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 yeah, sleep, you little sleeper. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, you little sleeper.
Sleep warm, sleep tight. When you turn off the light, sleep warm, sleep well, my love. Rest your head on the pillow. What a lucky pillow. Close to you, so close to you all night. Sleep warm, sleep well. Let dreams weave you a spell. Sweet dreams of me, my
First up there was Sleep Tight by Woody Guthrie from one of his albums of songs written for his children, Songs to Grow On. And we ended with Frank Sinatra's version of Sleep Warm. You've been listening to Currently Off Air. For playlists and to listen again to any of our transmissions, as well as to subscribe to the podcast of the show, check out currentlyoffair.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for Currently Off Air, all one word. Until next time, keep offloading the vinyl at your local charity shop, and thanks for listening.